Bismillah wa salat wa salam ala Rasulillah wa ala ali wa man wala wa ba'd. Okay, today inshallah this is going to be our 35th session. Reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Level 4, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today, in today's session, number 35, we're going to start a new lesson, Lesson 31. And we'll be taking primarily the English key because of the number of details that are contained in the main core of this lesson. Today, inshallah, we'll cover the English key. Inshallah, we'll also cover the Arabic text, the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson on page 255 and 256. And then we will read and translate and check your answers to the comprehension exercise number 1 on page 256. So basically what we're going to cover today, inshallah, it's our hope that we're going to cover the entire English key, and we're going to cover as well the Arabic dialogue and just the first comprehension question. And in next week's session, we'll be covering the exercises for this lesson. Yani the comprehension exercise we'll do today, inshallah, and then we'll be doing the remaining 12 exercises, yani from 2 to 13 for homework this week, and we'll be covering them in the live session next week. Okay, so today we're going to be looking at a new topic, very, very important topic, equally important to the topics that we've been covering for the last couple of sessions, and that is Al-Hal. We're going to be looking today at Al-Hal and a couple of secondary points, but the main core of the lesson is the first point, that is Al-Hal. There are two other points in this lesson, a new master pattern and two more broken plural patterns, but any of those are secondary matters. Okay, so the most important thing that we're going to be looking at today is the explanation of Al-Hal. And in next week's session, inshallah, we're going to go over it again with the Arabic explanation. Today, inshallah, we'll read from the English key, and we'll read the dialogue, and then after that, inshallah, the comprehension question, and hopefully next week, inshallah, we'll look at this again from the Arabic explanation and do the exercises that are related to it and the other secondary matters of this lesson. Let's begin on page 134, lesson 31. In this lesson, we learn the following. Number one, Al-Hal. So there are three matters that we need to know in reference to Al-Hal. So in the definition of Hal, we're going to see three things. Okay? What is Al-Hal? It is a noun used to express the state. That's the first thing, the state of the sahib al-hal, the one who, this is his state or his condition. While an act, this is the third matter, is taking place. Okay, so the hal is a noun that's used to express the state or the condition of the sahib hal, the one who this condition that we're describing, it's his condition. While an action, a certain action is taking place. So there's an action taking place, and while that action is taking place, the sahib of the hal, the one whose condition we're going to describe, yani, while that action is taking place, we want to describe his condition, or her condition, or its condition. So the sahib hal means the one whose condition we're going to describe. So there's the description of that condition, there's the one who that description is applied to him, and then there's the act that's taking place while we are describing his condition. Alright, it is a noun used to express the state or condition of the sahib hal, the person or thing, while an act is taking place. Okay, let's look at an example and see these three things. Ja'a Bilalun Rakiban. Okay, this is a simple sentence that shows us an example of hal. Ja'a Bilalun Rakiban. Bilal came riding. Here in this sentence, Bilal is the sahib hal. He's the one whose condition we're going to describe. That is the one whose state is being mentioned. Bilal. Rakiban is the hal, is the condition or the state that we're going to be describing about Bilal. And Ja'a is the act, the action that's taking place. So there's an action taking place. There's a person whose condition we want to describe during that action, and then there's that description of his condition. Alright, an action is taking place. There's someone or something whose condition we want to describe during that action, while that action is taking place. And there's the description of, yani, that condition. Okay, let's look at some examples. It says the how is the answer to the question, kaifa, how, H-O-W. The how is the answer to the question, kaifa. In answer to the question, kaifa ja'a Bilal, how did Bilal come? Yani, what was his condition? What was his state as he was coming? Kaifa ja'a Bilalun. One says, ja'a rakiban. And he came in the condition of a rider. He came riding. He arrived here, came riding. Okay? So Bilal is the sahib hal. He's the one whose description we want to describe. Rakiban is his condition. The description of his state or his condition. And ja'a is the action that is taking place while we are describing his condition during that action. Okay, here are some more examples. Ja'atni at-tiflatu bakiyatan wa raja'at dahikatan. The child came to me weeping and returned laughing. So the action in this sentence, ja'at. At-tifla is the one whose description we want to talk about, whose state or condition we want to talk about at the time of the action of coming. The child came in what condition? Bakiyatan, weeping, crying. Wa raja'at, during another action, raja'at, at-tiflatu, the same child, raja'at, dahikatan, laughing. So here are two conditions of the child. One, coming, while the child was coming, the condition was crying. The child was going back, returning to wherever it came from, in a condition of laughing. So the sahib hal is the child. The action is coming, ja'at, and returning, raja'at. And the hal, the state or condition that we're describing this child in, while the child is coming or going, is bakiya, crying, coming, and dahika, laughing, returning. Another example. Uhibbu al-lahma mashwiyan, was-samaka maqliyan, wal-bayda masluqan. I like meat in a condition of being grilled, and I like fish in a condition of being fried, and I like eggs in a condition of being boiled. Alright, so the sahib hal in the first part of this sentence is a lahm, and the hal is mashwiyan, yani grilled. And the sahib hal in the second part of the sentence is a samak, and its condition that this person likes it in is maqliyan, that's the hal. And the sahib hal in the third sentence is al-bayb, and its condition that we want to describe about it is masluqan, boiled. What is the action? Uhibbu. Yani, I love, that's an action. I love meat when it's grilled. I love fish when it's fried. And I love eggs when they are boiled. On the next page, 135, there's just a note that al-hal is mansoob. So this is all part of the definition of hal. Hal is a noun that's used to express or describe the state or the condition of the sahib al-hal, the one whose condition we're describing, while an action is taking place. And then they gave us examples, and then they said the hal is mansoob. So that's related to the ta'rif, the definition of hal. Yani, three main aspects. Yani, the hal is a noun that describes or expresses the state of someone or something while an act is taking place. The next point of this, point number one, is the sahib hal is one of the following. Yani, the sahib hal, the one whose condition or state we are describing with this hal, the one whose condition we are describing, can be the fa'il, can be a naib fa'il, can be a maf'ulun bi, can be a mubtada, a khabar. So, yani, the sahib hal in the sentence, yani, in a jumla fi'liya, it can be the fa'il, It can be the na'im fa'al, it can be the maf'ulun bi. Any one of them, any one of these in a jumla fi'liya can be the sahib hal that we're going to describe its condition or state. In a jumla ismiya, it can be the mubtada or it could be the khabar. Either one of these could be the sahib hal whose condition or state we are describing with the hal. We are telling them what is its hal. Its hal meaning what is its condition at this time. What was its condition? Alright, so let's see example of it being a fa'il. The sahib hal can be any one of the following. It can be the fa'il. For example, kallamani ar-rajulu basiman. The man spoke to me smiling. Here in this sentence, ar-rajulu, I'm explaining, ar-rajulu is the sahib hal. It's the one who we're describing his condition. And in this sentence, ar-rajulu is the fa'il of the verb kallamani. Who kallamani? Ar-rajulu. And basiman is his condition or his state that we want to describe. While he was speaking to me, he was smiling. This second example is the sahib hal being a na'ib of the fa'il. Yani na'ib fa'il is the, what was originally the maf'ulun bi, now when the sentence is changed to a sentence where it's mabniun lil majhul, and the fa'il is not mentioned, the maf'ulun bi becomes the na'ib fa'il marfu'un with dhamma, and this is an example of the na'ib fa'il being the sahib al-hal. Yusma'u al-adhanu wadihan. The adhan is clearly heard. The adhan, yusma'u al-adhan, the adhan is heard, wadihan, clearly. So here, al-adhan, the na'ib fa'il, is sahib al-hal. It's the thing that we want to describe its condition. What is its condition? Wadihan. What is the action? Yusma'u. Yeah, it's being heard. While it's being heard in a condition of clarity. C. The sahib hal can be a maf'ulun bi. As in the sentence, ishtaraytu ad-dajjajata madhbuhatan. I bought the chicken slaughtered. Yani already killed. Here in this sentence, ishtaraytu ad-dajjajata. Ad-dajjaj is the maf'ulun bi, mansub with fatha. And it is the sahib hal. And what is its hal? Yani the action is ishtaraytu when I was buying it. What was its state or its condition? Madhbuhatan. That it was already slaughtered. D. The sahib hal can be a mubtada in a jumla ismiya. As in the at-tiflu fil gurfati na'iman. The child is in the room sleeping. Yani the verb here is understood to be, yani is understood, the verb is to be. Yani is. The child is. This is the verb. Yani is. Yani sometimes the verb is used kana, and sometimes it's just understood in a jumla ismiya. Yani when you say at-tiflu fi al-ghurfati, it means the child is, we understand is, in the room. Even though we don't mention the word is in Arabic, at-tiflu fi al-ghurfati means the child is, that's the action being, in the room, na'iman. So the tifl is the sahib hal, and its hal is, yani what is its condition in that room? It is sleeping. The last example they give us is the sahib hal being a khabar. In this sentence, هذا الهلال. This is the hilal. What is its condition? طالعا, rising. So here in this sentence, هذا is the mubtada, الهلال is the khabar. And in this sentence, الهلال is the sahib الحال. What is its state or condition? Rising. It is rising. Okay, so that's the second important matter related to al-hal, yani that the sahib hal can be the fa'il, but it doesn't always have to be the fa'il. It could be na'ib fa'il, could be maf'ulun bi, could be a mubtada, could be khabar. The third matter related to al-hal is the sahib hal is mostly definite, as in the previous examples. It may be indefinite if it is a, b, yani if it is either qualified by an adjective or is mudhaf to an indefinite mudhaf ilayhi. If one of these two conditions are not met, then the how can still be indefinite, but the how should A, precede the indefinite sahib how, B, it should be a nominal sentence connected to the main sentence with waw al how. And finally, sometimes the sahib how may be indefinite without meeting these requirements at all, And then they give us an example of that. Okay, so this is the summary. Let's read through it line by line. The point is here, the third important matter related to al-hal is that the sahib al-hal is mostly definite, as in the previous examples. What are the previous examples? Kallamani ar-rajul. Sahib al-hal is definite. Yusma al-adhan. Al-adhan, sahib al-hal is definite. Ishtaraytu al-dajjar, al-dajjaja, definite. Al-tiflu is definite. Al-hilal is definite. So in these five examples that they gave us, in each one of these, the sahib hal is definite. And this is the majority of the times. The sahib hal is mostly definite, as in the previous examples. However, it may be indefinite in certain cases. Here in the English key, they give us most of those cases. In the Arabic text, inshallah, for our homework next week and in the next session, we'll see that there's a few more details that are not mentioned here in the English key. So we'll like talk about those details when we do the Arabic explanation, okay? But here we want to say what? That the sahib hal is mostly definite. However, there are exceptions to that. It may be indefinite if, yani, two things related to the sahib hal. If the sahib hal is A, qualified by an adjective, or is mudaf to an indefinite mudaf ilay. These first two things are related to the sahib hal. So these are two situations in which the sahib hal can be indefinite. That is, if A, it is qualified by an adjective. As in, ja'ani talibun mujtahidun musta'adhinan. A hard-working student came to me seeking permission. So the sahib hal here is talibun. It's indefinite. When is that permissible? If it is qualified by an adjective like mujtahidun. Talibun mujtahidun. So it's qualified by an adjective. In that case, it can be indefinite. The hal is musta'adhinan. And he came in what condition? Seeking permission to do something. The second situation in which, related to the sahib hal, in which the sahib hal can be indefinite, B, or is mudaf to an indefinite mudaf ilayhi. And if the sahib hal is indefinite, and it's connected to a mudaf ilayhi that's indefinite, then it's permissible for the sahib hal to be indefinite. If it's connected in idafa to an indefinite mudaf ilayhi. If it's connected to a definite mudaf ilayhi, so it became definite. So that's not an issue here. We're talking about when is it permissible to be indefinite? Either it's described by an adjective, qualified by an adjective, or it is connected in idafa to an indefinite mudaf ilayhi. The example they gave us is, Sa'alani ibn mudarrisi ghadiban. A teacher's son asked me angrily. Here, ibnu mudarrisin, ibnu is the sahib hal. It's indefinite. Why is it indefinite? Because it's connected to a mudaf ilayhi that's indefinite. And the mudaf is either definite or indefinite depending on the mudaf ilayhi. If the mudaf ilayhi is indefinite, then the mudaf is indefinite. And if the mudaf ilayhi is definite, then the mudaf becomes definite. In this case, the mudaf ilayhi is indefinite, so it makes the mudaf ibnu indefinite, and it's permissible for the sahib hal, ibnu here, to be indefinite if it's connected in idafa to an indefinite mudaf ilayhi. Okay, the action is sa'alani, and the hal is ghadiban. What was his condition when he asked me? He was angry. So these are two exceptions to the rule, to the common rule that the sahib hal is mostly definite, but these are two exceptions. It can be indefinite if it's qualified by an adjective, like talibun mujtahidun, or if it is mudaf to an indefinite mudaf ilayhi, like ibnu mudarrisin. After this, if one of these requirements, these two, are not met, then there are other exceptions that's related. Those two exceptions are related to the sahib hal, being described by an adjective or being mudaf to a mudaf ilayhi that's indefinite. Now we're going to look at other exceptions that's related to the hal itself. Yet it's permissible for the sahib hal to be indefinite if it should be preceded, it should precede, yani the hal itself. One of these, if the two yani exceptions related to the sahib hal, if they are not met, then if one of these conditions is not met, then the hal itself, A, should precede the indefinite sahib hal. And if the hal, if it precedes an indefinite sahib hal, then this also makes it permissible for the sahib hal to be indefinite. But the hal has to come ahead of the sahib hal. And normally what we've seen in the previous examples, the hal came at the end. But it's permissible for the sahib hal to be indefinite if the hal comes before it. Okay? Should precede, the hal should precede the indefinite sahib hal. For example, جاءني سائلاً طالبٌ, a student came to me asking. And here we see that the sahib hal talibun is indefinite. But it's permissible because the hal sa'ilan came before it. If the hal comes before it, the sahib hal can be indefinite. The second exception related to the hal is that B, the hal should be a nominal sentence. The hal here is a sentence, a nominal sentence, connected to the main sentence with waw al-hal. So if the hal describing the condition of the sahib hal is a nominal sentence and is connected to the main sentence with waw al-hal, the waw that is waw al-hal, then it's also permissible in that case that the sahib al-hal can be indefinite. Example they gave us. First example, ja'ani waladun. This is the main sentence. Ja'ani waladun. Waladun is the sahib hal. It's indefinite. Why is it permissible? Because the hal came as a nominal sentence connected to the main sentence by waw al-hal. Ja'ani waladun wa huwa yabki. A boy came to me crying. Yani while he was crying. So here the sahib hal is indefinite, waladun, and that's permissible if the hal is a nominal sentence connected to the main sentence by waw al-hal. Another example of that is in the Quran, second surah, 259th ayat, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَوْ كَالَّذِي مَرَّ عَلَى قَرْيَةٍ. مَرَّ عَلَى قَرْيَةٍ, or like the one who passed by a township, a city, a qariya. Here, qariya is the sahib hal, and it's indefinite. Why is that permissible? Because the hal, the description of the qariya, when someone was passing by it, the condition of the state of the qariya, came as a nominal sentence connected to the main sentence by waw al-hal. So the hal is this sentence, hiya khawiyatun ala urushiha, while it was in utter ruined, yani its roofs and its walls have crumbled upon it. Yani a village, a town in which it is in utter ruin. Here again, qariya is the sahib hal. It's indefinite. Why is it permissible? Because the description of its state or its condition is a nominal sentence connected to the main sentence by waw al-hal. Yani waw here is waw al-hal, and the nominal sentence is here, khawiyatun ala urushiha. What is this condition of this qariya? When someone was passing by, it was in utter ruin. Okay, so there are two exceptions here related to this sahib hal, that it's qualified by an adjective, or that it is the mudaf to an indefinite mudaf ilayhi. And there are two exceptions here related to the hal, that if the hal precedes the sahib hal, if the hal precedes it, or if the hal is a nominal sentence connected to the main sentence by waw al-hal, then it's permissible for the sahib hal to be indefinite. So there are four exceptions here. The first two related to the sahib hal, and the second two related to the hal itself. And finally it says, sometimes the sahib al-hal may be indefinite without meeting these requirements, without meeting any of these requirements that have been mentioned. As in the hadith, Salla Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qa'idan wa salla rawa'ahu rijalun qiyaman. Yani the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed sitting, qa'idan, and some men, rijalun, prayed behind him standing, qiyaman. So in the first part of the hadith, Salla Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qa'idan. Rasulullah is the sahib hal. The hal is qa'idan, but it's definite, Rasulullah, because it's connected to a definite mudaf ilayhi, Rasulullah. In the second part of the hadith, The Sahib Ha is Rijalun, and Rijalun is indefinite with Tanween. But this is Yani an exception that doesn't meet any of these rules that allow it. Yani that there are some times in which the Sahib Ha may be indefinite and without meeting any of the requirements that we have mentioned previously. Without meeting any of the requirements. Here the Sahib Ha is indefinite and it doesn't meet any of those requirements. It's not Yani, for example, qualified by an adjective. It's not connected in idafa to a mudaf ilayhi. The hal doesn't precede it, and the hal is not a nominal sentence connected to the main sentence by waw al-hal. It's just, Yani, a regular hal, and there's no other, Yani, matter here that allows it to be indefinite, and this is an exception. Yani, there are some cases in which it doesn't meet any of those rules, and that is Yani does occur. Okay, so this is an example of it not meeting any of these requirements, and yet it's still indefinite. Okay, the next point, and there are actually three more points that we want to make. Okay, so far we mentioned three points: the definition of hal and that it's mansub, and then we mentioned the sahib hal can be any one of the following: fa'il, naib fa'il, maf'ulun bi, mutawwi khabar, and then we talked about the sahib hal is mostly definite. Some exceptions are related to the sahib hal and some exceptions are related to the hal. If it meets those conditions, it can be indefinite. And then we said finally that there are some cases in which it doesn't meet any of those requirements and still it is indefinite. The next point that we want to make is the kinds of hal. The kinds of hal. So there are two types of hal. The hal is either a single word, as we saw in most of our examples, yani al-hal al-mufrad, or it can be a sentence, as we saw in the hadith. Not as we saw in the example before the hadith, we saw that the hal sometimes can be a sentence connected to the main sentence by waw al-hal. Connected to the main sentence by waw al-hal. Okay, a nominal sentence connected to the main sentence with waw al-hal. So the hal, we know, in most of the previous examples, came as a single word, hal al-mufrad. But sometimes it may also come as a sentence, al-hal al-jumla. And on the top of page 136, we said, or it begins to explain to us, al-hal al-mufrad. And most of the examples that preceded are al-hal al-mufrad. And the hal when it is not a sentence. We've already seen examples of this. Here's another example. Dakhala al-mudarrisu al-fasla. The teacher entered the classroom. What was his condition? Hamilan kutuban kathiratan, carrying a lot of books. So this is an example of what? The hal, al-hal al-mufrad. Yani the hal here is hamilan. The hal here is hamilan. And the sahib hal is al-mudarris, and the action is dakhala. The second type of hal, because we've already saw lots of examples of hal al-mufrad, the second type of hal, and we've already seen one example of it, at least one example. Second type of hal is al-hal al-jumlatu. Al-hal al-jumla. The hal that is a sentence. This sentence, al-hal al-jumla, may be either a nominal sentence or a verbal sentence. And al-hal al-jumla could be a nominal sentence, and as well it could be a verbal sentence. So for example, the hal, that's a verbal sentence. Jalastu astami'u ila tilawati al-Qur'an al-Kareem min al-idha'ati. Yani, I sat listening to the Qur'anic recitation from the radio. Here the verb is mudari. So we're saying that the hal al-jumla, the hal that's a sentence, can be a verbal sentence or a nominal sentence. As far as if it's a verbal sentence, that verb could be a mudari verb, or it could be a madi verb. Could be mudari, could be madi. So here's an example. The first example is an example of the verb in the verbal sentence as a mudari verb. Jalastu astami'u. Astami'u is a mudari verb. Ila tilawat al-Qur'an al-Kareem min al-idha'ati. So the sahib hal in this sentence, this explanation is not mentioned in the book, but we're just for clarity mentioning it. The sahib hal is tu, the pronoun tu, jalastu. Yani ana. Ana jalastu. The hal, what was his condition when he was sitting? His action is sitting. What was his condition? أستمعوا إلى تلاوة القرآن. Listening to the recitation of the Qur'an. Alright? So here, the hal is a sentence. It's a verbal sentence. And the verb is a mudari verb. أستمعوا. The second example of the hal being a sentence, a verbal sentence, is when the verb is a past tense verb. So they gave us the example, التحقت بالجامعة وقد تخرج أخي. التحقت بالجامعة. يعني I joined the university وقد تخرج أخي. Wow, what was the condition when I joined the university? يعني what was the situation or the state of affairs? قد تخرج أخي. My brother had تخرج. He had graduated. And when I joined the university, my brother had already graduated. So here, the hal is a hal al-jumla. It's a sentence. But the verb in the yani jumla fi'liya is a past tense verb. تخرج. وقد تخرج أخي. So we see here yani that the hal al-jumla, it can be a verbal sentence with a present tense verb or a past tense verb. And additionally, it could also be a nominal sentence, which we're going to look at examples right now of the hal al-jumla as a nominal sentence. حَفِظْتُ الْقُرْآنَ وَأَنَا صَغِيرٌ. I memorized the Qur'an while I was small, while I was صغير, young. So here the action is حَفِظْتُ. The sahib hal is to, the pronoun to, ana. Ana hafidhtu al-Quran wa ana saghirun. The hal here is the jumla ismiya. Jumla ismiya, nominal sentence. That's connected to the main sentence by waw al-hal. Connected to the main sentence by waw al-hal. Yani hafidhtu al-Quran. What was my state or condition? I was young. Another example of the yani hal al-jumla, where the jumla is a jumla, ismiya, a nominal sentence. And here in this case, the sentence, yani the hal al-jumla is not connected to the main sentence by waw al-hal. And we'll explain that, yani in the very next point after this example. Ja'a al-jarihu damuhu yatadaffaqu. The wounded, yani jarih, the wounded person came, yani damuhu, his blood was yatadaffaqu, gushing out. Naam. So this is also an example of the hal al-jumla. That's a jumla ismiya, damuhu yatadaffaqu. Yani it's a jumla ismiya. The mubtada is damuhu, the khabar is yatadaffaqu. And here in this example, yani the jumla haliya or the hal al-jumla is not connected to the main sentence by waw al-hal, but is connected by the pronoun who that goes back to the sahib hal al-jarih. Yani the action is ja'a, the sahib hal is al-jarihu, and his condition was his blood was gushing forth. Yani damu hu, the pronoun who connects us back to al-jarih, yani the wounded person. He, yani his blood was gushing out. Okay, now we look at this point yani related to the matter that I just alluded to. And this is the fifth main point related to al-hal. And that is the hal al-jumla should contain a word. Al-rabit. Yani rabata. It should contain a word, al-rabit, connecting it to the main sentence. It should contain a word connecting it to the main sentence. This word, yani that connects it to the main sentence, is either a pronoun, like we just saw in the last sentence, demuhu, the who is referring back to al-jari, or wow, or it could be the wow al-hal, as in wa ana saghirun, or both of them. Yani the rabit for the hal al-jumla, the sentence that's the hal, it has to be connected back to the main sentence by either one of these three things, either a pronoun or waw al-hal, or both of them. And they give us three examples, one for each. And it's connected by a pronoun, it's connected by wawal hal alone, or it's connected by both of them. And it can be connected by a pronoun alone, or it can be connected by wawal hal alone, or it can be connected by both of them, the pronoun and wawal hal. And they give us an example of each of them. So the first one, A, it says, Ja'at al-akhawatu yadhakna. The sisters came laughing. Here, the noon in yadhakna is the pronoun connecting the hal, connecting this sentence, this hal, to the sahib hal, yani in the main sentence. So the main sentence is ja'at al-akhawat. Ja'at is the action, al-akhawat is sahib hal, and the hal is the jumla fi'liya, that's a mudari verb, yadhakna. How is this, yani hal al-jumla connected to the main sentence? It's connected by the pronoun the noon and niswa. In yadhakna, noon and niswa means a group of females. That noon and niswa pronoun goes back to al-akhawat. So here's an example of what? The yani hal al-jumla, or the jumla haliya, is connected back to the main sentence by one of three things. Either a pronoun, which is here it is in this case a pronoun, or in the next example we can see it will be connected only by the waw al-hal, and in the third example we'll see it's connected by both of them. So the second example, B, it says, دَخَلْتُ مَكَّةَ وَالشَّمْسُ تَغْرُبُ. I entered Mecca while الشَّمْسُ تَغْرُبُ, while the sun was setting. Here, the hal has no pronoun. يعني وَالشَّمْسُ تَغْرُبُ. There's no pronoun here going back to the sahib hal, which is the pronoun to in دَخَلْتُ, أَنَا. There's no pronoun in the hal al-jumla going back to the sahib hal, tu, yani ana. So, the only connecting word is the waw al-hal. Yani the waw that's preceding the hal, ash-shamsu taghribu, that waw is waw al-hal, and that waw is one of the things that is can be the rabita that connects the hal, ash-shamsu taghribu, back to the main sentence or back to the sahib hal, yani dakhaltu. Yani two here is the sahib hal. The third example is where both a pronoun and the waw al-hal are connecting. The waw al-hal connects it back, or the pronoun connects it back, or both of them can be joined together to connect it back to the main sentence. Raja'a at-tullabu wa hum muta'abuna. The students returned while they were tired. Here the pronoun hum and the waw connect the hal to the sahib hal. Yani hum is connected, the sahib hal is at-tullabu. So hum is the third person, masculine plural, that refers back to at-tullab, connecting the hal al-jumla back to the sahib hal, at-tullab. And likewise, the waw al-hal, yani wa hum muta'abun, yani the waw also connects the hal muta'abuna, yani being tired, the condition or state of being tired, the waw also connects it back to the sahib hal, at-tullab. So raja'a is the action, at-tullab is the sahib al-hal, and the hal is muta'abuna, yani tired, in a state of being tired, connected back to the sahib hal by both waw al-hal and the pronoun hum. Naam. The last matter of how that we're going to look at is not mentioned in the Arabic text, in the explanation of the Arabic text, so please pay attention to it here. It says here, agreement of the hal and the sahib hal. There is some agreement between the hal and the sahib hal. The hal agrees with the sahib hal in number and gender. It agrees with it in number and gender. It does not agree in being definite or indefinite. And it does not agree in i'rab, of being marfu and mansub or majrur. But it does agree. The hal should agree with the sahib hal in number, singular, dual, or plural, and in gender, masculine or feminine. Two things. Agreement between hal, the word that's the hal, should be singular if the sahib hal is singular. It should be plural if the sahib hal is plural. It should be masculine if the sahib hal is masculine. Or it should be feminine if the sahib hal is feminine. Singular, dual, plural, masculine, or feminine. In these things, it has to agree. Yani in adad, singular, dual, or plural, and in التفكير والتأنيث, in being masculine or feminine. Okay, let's look at an example of each one of these. Masculine, feminine, singular, dual, and plural. Six examples. The first example are for the examples of masculine, singular, dual, and plural. جاء الطالب ضاحكا. The student came laughing. Here, the ضاحكا is singular and it's masculine, so that it is in agreement with the صاحب حال الطالب, which is singular and masculine. Second example, جاء الطالبان ضاحكين. The two students came laughing. Here the حال is ضاحكين. يعني it is dual and it is masculine, because the صاحب حال الطالبان is dual and masculine. Third example, جاء الطلاب ضاحكين. The students came laughing. The hal is dahikina. It's masculine and it's plural because the sahib hal is at-tulab, masculine and plural. Now we look at examples of feminine, singular, dual, and plural. Ja'at at-talibatu dahikatan. The female student came laughing. Here we see the hal is dahikatan. It's feminine. And it's singular because the sahib hal at-talibatu is feminine and singular. Next example. Ja'at at-talibatani dahikataini. The two female students came laughing. Dahikataini. Here the hal dahikataini is dual and it's feminine, because the sahib hal at-talibatani is dual and feminine. Turn to the top of the next page, last example. جاءت الطالبات ضاحكاتٍ. Yani, the female students came laughing. Here, the hal is ضاحكات. It's plural and it's feminine because the صاحب hal, الطالبات, is feminine and plural. Here, I just want to make one other note at these examples. Just note that in each of these examples, the hal is mansoob. Remember we said the hal is mansoob. So in the first example, we see it dahikan, masculine, singular, mansoob. In the second example, dahikani, masculine, dual, but mansoob. Yani the dual is mansoob with ya. And the third example, dahikina, yani masculine, plural. Yani because dahikin, yani is the plural, yani the sign of it being mansub is ya here. And the next three examples we have dahikatan, yani it's mansub, but it's feminine singular. And then dahikataini, it's dual feminine mansub, yani dahikataini. So it's mansub, yani because it's hal and it is feminine and dual, because the sahib hal is feminine and dual. And the last one we see, dahikatin, yani this is also mansub. The sign of it being mansub has kasra, because it's a sound feminine plural. Sound feminine plural has a secondary sign when it's mansub, and that is kasra instead of fatha. So in each of these cases, the word dahik, yani is either singular, dual, or plural, masculine, or feminine, according to agreement with the sahib hal, but in every case, it is mansub. Okay, this is the end of what we wanted to say about al-hal. Yani, six matters. Okay, the first matter is the definition on page 134. The second matter is at the top of page 135. The sahib hal is one of the following. Fa'il, na'ib, fa'il, maf'ulun bi, mubtada, khabar. The third matter is sahib hal is mostly definite, but it may be indefinite in certain cases, and sometimes without any of those requirements, it could still be indefinite. The fourth matter is at the bottom of page 135, the kinds of hal, al-hal al-mufrad, a word that's not a sentence, and al-hal al-jumla, yani al-hal that's a sentence. And that sentence can either be a jumla fi'liya, a verbal sentence, yani with its verb being present tense or past tense, or it could be a jumla ismiya. The fifth matter is al-hal al-jumla must contain a rabita, and that rabita could either be a pronoun that goes back to the sahib hal, or it could be waw al hal that connects the sentence back to the sahib hal, the main sentence, or it could be both of them. Yani the waw al hal and a pronoun that goes back to the sahib hal. And the last matter is agreement of hal and sahib hal, and we said that this agreement is in two things, in number being singular, dual or plural, and in gender being tathkir or ta'neeth, yani masculine or feminine. And this last 6-point agreement of hal and sahib hal is not discussed in the Arabic explanation that we'll be covering next week. On the page 137, the end of the English key, we have the second and third points. The second point is one of the patterns of the masdar is fa'ilun. Yani the first radical taking fatha, the second radical taking kasra, as in la'ibun, he played. Its masdar is la'ibun. Yani on the pattern of fa'ilun, la'ibun. And we'll see other examples of this, like yani from kadhiba, yani kadhibun, and from dahika, dahikun. Yani on the pattern of fa'ilun. The third matter is here two more patterns of the broken plural. Fi'alun, for example, the plural of na'imun and na'imatun. Masculine and feminine, singular. The plural for both of them is niyamun. On the pattern of fi'alun. The plural of qa'imun and qa'imatun, both of the masculine and feminine singulars, the plural of each of them is qiyamun. On the pattern of fi'alun. The second broken plural pattern, new broken plural pattern, is fu'ulun. The first radical taking dhamma, the second radical taking dhamma elongated by waw. And for example, they gave us the plural of qa'idun and qa'idatun, both of them, it's the plural, masculine and feminine, the plural is qu'udun. The plural of jalisun and jalisatun is julusun. So these are two new broken plural patterns, fi'alun, as in qiyamun, and niyamun, and fu'ulun, as in qu'udun and julusun. In the Quran, 3rd Surah, 191st ayah, we have الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. In my book it has جُنُوبَ with fatha, it should be وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Yani those who remember Allah standing, قِيَامًا, sitting, قُعُودًا, وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ, and reclining or laying down on their sides. That's in the Quran, examples of these new broken plural patterns, qiyamun and qu'ud, yani fi'al and fu'ul. And then we have in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kharaja Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fa'idha niswatun julusun. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went out, and surprisingly, there were women sitting. Yani niswatun, women, julusun, sitting. Yani julus being the plural of yani jalisun and jalisatun. Yani the plural is both for the masculine and feminine singular. Niswatun, julusun. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went out, and surprisingly there were women sitting. Alright, this is the end of the English key. And now we're going to go to the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson. And I think for today, inshallah, we're just going to do the dialogue and the first comprehension question, or the first exercise, which is comprehension exercise. So let's turn to page 255 of the Arabic text and read the dialogue. الدرس الحادي والثلاثون, the 31st lesson. And by the way, yani level 4 contains 34 lessons. So after we complete this lesson, we still have 32, 33, and 34. And we are right now at the last final four lessons of the level four course, and this is a tremendous accomplishment. May Allah grant us success, each of us, yani, to complete it. Myself and yani, first and foremost, and for you, that I complete it, inshallah, and that you complete it, yani, with me. Okay, Ad-Darsu Al-Hadi wa Thalathuna, 31st lesson. The Mudarris says, Ma laka muta'aban ya Ahmed. What is with you that you have come in this condition of being muta'ab, tired? Yani your hal, your condition is that you are tired. Ma laka. Yani the meaning, Ma laka jita muta'aban. What is with you that you have come muta'aban, in a condition or state of being tired, O Ahmed? So muta'aban here is the hal. It's the how. And we should note here, yani the last point that we mentioned in the English key that's not going to come in the Arabic explanation, is that the how agrees with the sahib how in number, singular, dual, plural, and in gender, masculine or feminine. So here we see that Ahmed is the sahib how, and his condition is muta'aban. So muta'aban is in agreement with yani the sahib how in being singular and being masculine. And the how we said is mansoob. Ahmed says, Sami'tu ranin al-jarasi wa ana fi gurfati fajidtu musri'an fata'ibtu. Yani, why did he come yani in a condition like he's tired? Ahmed says, I heard the ringing of the bell. Ranin al-jaras. I heard the ringing of the bell, yani for classes to start. وَأَنَا فِي غُرْفَتِي, while I am in my room. Yani I hadn't left my room yet, and I heard the bell ringing for the start of the class. فَجِئْتُ مُسْرِعًا, so I came hurrying, hastening, مُسْرِعًا, سَرِيًا, fast. فَتَعِبْتُ, so I became tired, yani from running from my room to the classroom. Here we want to note a couple of things, yani. سَمِعْتُ رَنِينَ الْجَرَسِ, this is the action, and the sahib al-hal is to, in سَمِعْتُ. سَمِعْتُ رَنِينَ الْجَرَسِ, and the hal is أَنَا فِي غُرْفَتِي. And here the jumla haliya, or al-hal al-jumla, is connected to the sahib hal by both waw al-hal and أَنَا, because sahib hal is in the verb سَمِعْتُ, to, yani I heard. So here, the hal al-jumla is connected back to the sahib hal too by both the waw al-hal and the pronoun ana. Sami'tu ranin al-jaras wa ana fi ghurfati. Faji'tu musri'an. Musri'an is also hal, but this is hal al-mufrad. Okay? The action is, ji'tu, the sahib hal is to, ana, and musri'an is the hal, and it agrees with Anna, Anna being singular and masculine. Musriyan is singular and masculine. The teacher says, Aina Samirun? Where is Samir? Ali says, Ba'at sa'atuhu fa kharaja yabhathu anha. Ba'at sa'atuhu. His watch was lost. So he went out. Yabhathu anha, searching for it, yani for his watch. So the hal in this sentence is al-hal al-jumla. Yabhathu anha. Yabhathu anha. Yani searching for it. He went out, that was the action, kharaja. In what condition? Searching for his watch. So this is al-hal al-jumla, and yani it's connected back to the sahib hal. The sahib hal in this sentence is yani the damir mustatir taqdiruhu huwa in kharaja. Yani kharaja huwa, yani samir kharaja huwa. And so in the jumla haliya, or the hal al-jumla, the verb yabhathu also has يعني its فاعل is ضمير مستطيع تقديره هو which corresponds with the صاحب حال هو إن خرج. The مضارع says وأين زهير وأين زهير وصديقاه. Where's Zuhair and his two friends? Here we have صديقاه which is originally صديقان the مثنى. It loses its noon because of إضافه to هو. Just as a note from what we had previously. And also we want to say here أين زهير وصديقاه. And then Ahmed says رأيتهم يعني زهير and his two friends رأيتهم خارجين من المطعم. I saw them exiting from the restaurant or the cafeteria. So here يعني رأيتهم يعني هم is the صاحب حال. رأيت is the يعني action. هم is the صاحب حال and the حال is خارجين. خارجين يعني جملة فعلية فعله ماضي. I'm sorry, خارجين is the حال, it's is the اسم فاعل. خارجين is the اسم فاعل. يعني its singular is خارج خارجون. Its plural is خارجون if it's مرفون, خارجين if it's منسوب or مجرور. Here it is منسوب as the حال. رأيتهم خارجين. I saw them in what condition? Exiting, coming out of the مطعم. The teacher says اقرأ الآيات يا أحمد. Read the آيات or أحمد. And the explanation here of what's happening. يقف أحمد. أحمد is standing. The teacher says to him, after saying, read the ayat, Ahmed, and Ahmed is standing, the teacher says, يعني اقرأ جالسا. Read while you are sitting. So here جالسا is the حال. يعني اقرأ أنت. يعني the meaning here is اقرأ أنت. You read جالسا. So here we see that يعني جالسا is in agreement with the صاحب حال, يعني تقديره أنت. يعني that it is masculine and it is singular. Ahmed says أحب أن أقرأ واقفا. I love that I read standing. واقفا is the حال and the action is أحب. أن أقرأ يعني the صاحب حال is يعني أقرأ يعني أنا أقرأ. أحب أن أقرأ أنا واقفا. So the صاحب حال is يعني أنا تقديره يعني ضمير مستطيع تقديره أنا and its حال is in agreement with it in being singular and masculine. At this point يعني what is happening? يستعيذ ويبسمل. يعني he is seeking refuge in Allah from Shaitan before he recites and he is mentioning بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم and then he says يعني after أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم he says رب اغفر لي ولوالدي ولمن دخل بيتي مؤمنا. سورة النور 71st سورة 28th آيات. Oh my Rabb, forgive me ولوالدي and forgive my parents ولمن دخل بيتي and whoever entered my house مؤمنا as a believer and in a condition of iman. So several things here. We have walidayya, yani rabbi ghfir li walidayya, forgive me and forgive my parents. So walidayya is originally walidain. It loses its noon because of idafa to ya al-mutakallam and ya al-mutakallam now takes fatha because it's preceded by ya with sukoon. Walidayya. And then we also have dakhala, yani waliman dakhala baytiya. Here we have yani bayti with ya al mutakallam originally takes sukoon, but here is preceded by baytiya. You know, it's mafulun bi. I'm sorry. Waliman dakhala baytiya. Dakhala baytiya. The mafulun bi mansub walam tu nasbihi fatha. مؤمناً here is يعني the حال and لمن دخل بيتي يعني لمن دخل يعني he entered whoever entered يعني ضمير مستتر تقديره هو is the يعني صاحب حال and the حال is يعني in a condition or state of إيمان مؤمنا it's singular and it is masculine. نعم. طيب the next line has وجاءوا next example وجاءوا أباهم إشاء يبكون سورة يوسف 12th surah 16th ayah وجاءوا أباهم إشاء يبكون they came أباهم to their father إشاء in the evening time يبكون crying. Okay, so وجاءوا أباهم أباهم is مفعول به منسوب with يعني منسوب well, the sign of it being منسوب is ألف because it's from أسماء الخمسة it has a secondary sign so the sign of it being منسوب for the أسماء الخمسة is ألف instead of فتة and then إشاء is ظرف الزمان يعني مفعول فيه is منسوب يعني ظرف الزمان يعني the time that they came to their father and يبقون was their condition what was their condition when they came to him يعني يبقون so جاءوا is the فعل is the action and هم they are the صاحب حال and their condition is يبقون يعني this is يبقون is a جملة حالية or الحال الجملة يعني the verb is a مضارع verb يبكون and it's connected back to the صاحب حال by the واو in يبكون واو الجماعة goes back to هم the next example is from سورة البقرة second surah 243 آية ألم ترى إلى الذين خرجوا من ديارهم وهم ألوف the ayah goes on to say حضر الموت ألم ترى did you not see did you not look at or consider إلى الذين those who خرجوا من ديارهم went out of their homes وهم ألوف while they were thousands يعني their condition was they were a large number of people thousands and they went out of their houses out of fear of death حضر الموت خرجوا من ديارهم وهم ألوف so in this sentence we have خرجوا من ديارهم وهم يعني the حال is هم ألوف their condition when they went out left their homes their condition was that they were multitudes thousands but they left their homes out of fear of death يعني حضر الموت which is مفعول لأجلي the واو here and the pronoun هم both connect the حال ألوف there were thousands both of these يعني the واو حال and the pronoun connect the حال back to the صاحب حال يعني الذين خرجوا من ديارهم يعني these people الذين خرجوا who went out of their homes the next example is from سورة الحجرات 49th سورة 12th آيات أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا does any one of you love to eat the meat or the flesh of his brother when his condition is that he is dead maitan so yani the action here is loving ayuhibbu does any one of you love to eat oh, I'm sorry no the action here is should be ayuhibbu ahadukum ayakula lahma does any one of you love to eat the flesh of his brother does he love to eat this action of eating while he is dead eating the flesh of his brother who is dead and yani his condition his state is that he's dead maitan so ya'kul yani is the action yani he is eating lahma akhihi and the hal he's eating his flesh of his brother maitan hal is maitan and it is yani in agreement with the sahib hal and being singular and masculine. يعني ضمير مستطيع تقديره هو. He eats the flesh of his brother while his brother has died. طيب. The teacher goes on to say, this is Ahmed, yani reading the ayat. Okay, several ayats he read. The teacher says, Iqra al-hadith ya Ali. Read the hadith, O Ali. Ali says, An Abi Musa al-Ash'ari, radiallahu anhu, qala qala Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Iza marida al-abdu aw safara, كتب له مثل ما كان يعمل مقيما صحيحا رواه البخاري. يعني the hadith is narrated from Abu Musa al-Ash'ari رضي الله عنه, who said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إذا مرض, on the top of page 256, إذا مرض العبد أو سافر, يعني when a person became sick or he traveled, كُتِبَ لَهُ, it will be recorded for him or written for him, مِثْلُ مَا كَانَ يَعْمَلُ, the like of what he كَانَ يَعْمَلُ, what he used to do, مُقِيمًا صَحِيحًا, while his condition was that he was in his residence, and صَحِيحًا, he was healthy. يعني مُقِيمًا صَحِيحًا is the حال. يعني his condition when he was مُقِيم, resident, not traveling, صحيحاً, healthy, not sick. يعني what he used to do, ما كان يعمل مقيماً صحيحاً, what he used to do when he was resident and he was healthy, يعني in easy, good condition, what he used to do then if he became sick or if he was traveling and it was hard now due to his sickness or his traveling to do those things that he used to do when he was resident and when he was healthy, then he will still have recorded for him what he used to do at that time when his condition was that he was resident and that he was healthy. And he, now that he is sick, his condition has changed, he's sick or he's traveling and he can't do those things, so he will still get recorded for him the reward of the actions that he used to do when his condition was muqim sahih. So here, yani muqiman and sahihan are both hal, and they are mansub, and they are both singular and masculine, to go back to the hal, yani العبد ما كان يعمل, what he used to do. رواه البخاري, reported by البخاري. The teacher says, اقرأ البيت يا أبا بكر, read the line of poetry, O Abu Bakr. So we've seen examples from the Quran, ayat, we've seen examples from the hadith, and now we're getting an example from poetry. Abu Bakr says, حتى متى أنت في لهو وفي لعب والموت نحوك يهوي فاتحا فاه. I think in some of the books it has فاغرا فاه. I wrote a note here, فارغا فاه, so it must have been in some of the books like that. In my book it has فاتحا. If you have in your book فاغرا, okay, no problem. Yani meaning is pretty much the same. يعني فارغان means to open the mouth wide, and فاتحان means to open. Alright, so what is the meaning of this poetry? حتى متى, until when, أنت في لهو وفي لعب, until when will you be engaged in amusement and play? And how long will you just engage yourself in amusement and play? والموت نحوك يحوي فاتحان فاه, while death is falling down, is يحوي, يعني coming down, falling down towards you, نحوك, الموت, towards you is falling down, فاتحاً فاه, يعني with its mouth open, فاتحاً فاه. So here, يعني, the صاحب حال is فاه, يعني his mouth, and the hal is fatihan, يعني the mouth being open. And fatihan يعني is singular and masculine, and fa is also singular and masculine, يعني an agreement between hal and sahib hal. وكود بي الموت نحوك يحوي فاتحا فاه, يعني that the mouth is coming, falling down upon you, فاتحا فاه, يعني with its mouth, يعني in the condition where its mouth is فاتحا, open, يعني the mouth of death is open, يعني ready to eat you, to take you. نعم فاتحا فاه. نعم. So it looks like the sahib hal is al-maut. And what is its condition? Its mouth is open, opening its mouth. Okay, finally it says, يَرَنُّ الْجَرَسُ وَيَخْرُجُ الْمُدَرِّسُ قَائِلًا. يعني the bell rings and the teacher is exiting, going out, saying, يعني his condition as he's going out, يعني he is يخرج, that's the action. The sahib hal is mudarris, and his condition as he's going out is what? Qailan. He's saying, Waffaqakumullah, wassalamu alaykum, wa rahmatullah, wa barakatuh. And he's saying, may Allah grant you all success, yani tawfiq, and the salam be upon you, the salam of Allah, and the rahmah of Allah, and his blessings. Okay, let's just look quickly at the comprehension question. It says, أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية, on page 256, lower, second half of the page. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. The first question, لماذا كان أحمد متعبا? Why was Ahmed متعبا? Why was he tired? كان أحمد متعبا لأنه جاء مسرعا. يعني he was tired because he came rushing, hurrying, يعني from his room to the classroom when he heard the bell ring while he was still in his room. Second question, لما خرج سمير? Why did Samir go out? خرج سمير لأنه ضاعت ساعته فخرج يبحث عنها. Samir went out because his watch was lost, so he went out searching for it. Question number 3, من الذي قرأ البيت? Who is the one that read the line of poetry? يعني الذي قرأ البيت هو أبو بكر. And it was, the one who read the line of poetry was Abu Bakr. So what remains is what we're going to cover for homework this week and in the next live session. But I'm just going to, because we have a few minutes remaining, I'm just going to take a couple of those minutes and then we'll dismiss a little early. But I'm going to take a couple of minutes just to look at exercise number 2, which is yani probably the most important part of this lesson, the Arabic explanation, which will be followed by exercises related to it of al-hal. The Arabic explanation of al-hal. So I'm not going to read the whole Arabic explanation. We'll do that for homework, and then we'll discuss it and read it and translate it next week. But just kind of go through it a little bit to give you an outline of what is contained in here. Exercise number 2 on the bottom half of page 256. It says al-halu. This is the first major point, the definition. Wasfun fadlatun yudhkaru libayan hayati sahibihi. So this definition is a little bit different than the English definition that came in the English key. It says al-hal is wasfun fadlatun, yani it's a description of yani fadlatun, which is something extra, is not required to complete the sentence, it's something extra. Fadlatun yudhkaru li bayan hayati sahibi, and it is mentioned to clarify the condition or the state of the sahib al-hal. Right, in the English key it said it's a noun used to express the state of sahib hal while an act is taking place. So here it doesn't mention the act taking place, but it just mentions يذكر لبيان حية صاحبه, yani what was the condition or state of the sahib hal yani while that action was taking place. Okay, so keep in mind the three things that we mentioned with the English key is the state, the sahib hal, and the act that's taking place. Some action is taking place, the condition of the sahib hal while that act is taking place is what we're talking about. How? Wasfun, fadlatun, something extra. Yudhkaru mentioned, libayan, hayat sahib hal, and then they give some examples. The second most important point in this exercise number two, in this Arabic explanation of hal, is sahib al-hal. Yani that the sahib of hal, of the hal, the one who we're describing his condition or state, may be a fa'il, and they give examples, may be naib fa'il, and they give examples, may be maf'ulun bi, may be khabar, may be mubtada. So we mentioned that in English key, and they gave some examples here. The third most important point, on page 257, is al-aslu fi sahib hal an yakuna ma'arifatan wa qad yakun nakiratan inda wujud musawwighin wa huwa ahad umur al-arba'. So the asl, the original rule, is that the sahib hal is mostly going to be ma'rifa, definite, but it might sometimes be indefinite. Inda wujudi musawwigh, yani when there is present a musawwigh. Musawwigh is something that allows or permits or justifies or warrants, yani some deviation from the norm. The norm is that sahib hal is ma'rifa, but there are some things that allow it to be nakira. And they mention it's one of the following four matters. So these four matters, one of them, the third one, is not mentioned in the English key. So I want you to pay attention to the third one. The second one in the English key is mentioned as two different matters. Yani that the sahib hal is qualified by a adjective, or that it's connected in the idafa to an indefinite. This is mentioned as one point. In the English key is mentioned as two points. Point number three is not mentioned in the English key at all. Yani that one of the things that allow the sahib hal to be indefinite is that it's preceded by yasbiquhu nafyun aw nahyun or nahyun or istifhamun. Yani if it's preceded by a negation or a prohibition or an istifham, a question, then it's permissible for the sahib hal to be indefinite. That's not mentioned in the English key, and they gave us some examples. And the fourth one is takunu al-hal ba'dahu jumlatan maqrunatan bil-waw. Yani that the hal, yani after it, yani that the hal comes after the sahib hal, ba'dahu, after the sahib hal, as a jumla maqruna bil-waw. The sahib hal, yani if the hal comes after it as a jumla that is connected to it by waw al-hal, then it's permissible in that case for the sahib hal to be indefinite as well. And then it says وَقَدْ تَجِي الْحَالِ مِنَ النَّكِرَ بِلَا مُصَوِّقْ. Sometimes the hal could be nakira, indefinite, and there's no yani musawwig. There's nothing from these matters that we have discussed that allows it to be indefinite, but it does happen sometimes. The fourth matter is al-hal al-jumla, yani explaining that the hal sometimes could be a jumla ismiya or jumla fi'liya, and if it's a jumla fi'liya, the fi'l can be a present tense verb or it can be a past tense verb, and they give examples of that. And then it says, the fifth matter, tashmilu al-hal al-jumla ala rabit yarbituhu bisahibiha wal-rabit A imma damir wahda, B wa imma waw wahda, Jim wa imma waw damir man. Yani that the hal al jumla, the jumla haliya, yani if the hal is a jumla, it should have a rabit, something that connects it back to the sahib hal. And that rabit either could be a pronoun that goes back to the sahib hal, or it could be the waw al hal that connects the hal, yani al-jumla, back to the main sentence, or it could be both of them, the waw al-hal and a damir, and they give us examples of all of them. That's also mentioned in the English key. And this is the end of exercise number two. Exercise number two does not mention the agreement between hal and sahib hal in number and gender that's mentioned in the English key on page 136. That matter is not mentioned here in the Arabic, so I just want to allude to that or remind you of that. And that's the end of exercise number two that we'll be covering for homework this week, the Arabic explanation of al-hal, and we'll be explaining it in detail. Yani this was just like a quick summary of it, just so that yani we have a preview of this very, very important exercise number two that we're going to have for homework this week, and we're going to cover in the next live session. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone, and that He recognize, reward, and record our good deeds, pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He, yani, grant us al-thabat, steadfastness upon the sirat al-mustaqim until we return to Him, and He leave this world and return to Him in a condition in which we are pleased with Him and pleasing to Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant a complete and speedy recovery to those amongst us who are ill, and that He shower His rahmah upon those who have passed away, filling their graves with light, making them spacious, and protecting them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire. Ameen. Inshallah, for homework this week, we'll be taking the remaining exercises from lesson 31. Inshallah.